Hey, Forrest.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Forrest?
Barely.
You can't hear me?
But I'm kind of... I can hear you a little bit. I can't hear that well. I'm a little hard of hearing.
Okay. Can you hear me now? I'll try to talk really loud, okay?
Do it. That sounds awesome.
Okay, cool. By the way, this...
I talk pretty loud, too, so...
This is Ariel. We did the interview in Central Park in New York.
Oh, no, I remember. I saw the 917. I knew that was New York.
All right, nice. Okay, cool. So I'm just going to be recording this for my own transcription purposes. Thank you very much for taking the time. It won't be that long. I just want to ask you first, before we talk about the fight, I just want to get your quick impression since, you know, you train at Extreme Couture. Yesterday, in my opinion, the craziest day in MMA history. Do you have any thoughts on it? Affliction coming back to UFC, Tito Ortiz possibly coming back to the UFC. I mean, it was a pretty crazy day.
You know, the Affliction thing kind of does affect me personally a little bit. There were four guys training out of Extreme Couture that were fighting on that card. You know, a guy I work with a lot, Sean Tompkins, basically was going to get, you know, money back in from four guys that are fighting. You know, it really hurts them. He's been training guys for, you know, 6 and 8 weeks. It just sucks that they went under the way they did. And now those guys don't get paid, you know? It's rough.
Yeah, I heard that it was like, there was an article written that it was like a funeral home there. Like, everyone was just really down. And I think a lot of fans don't think about that stuff. They're just like, oh, you know, they're back with the UFC. But...
Oh, yeah. No, it was down. You know, I was down. And there's nothing actually directly happened to me. But it's just, you know, these are your friends, these are your guys. You know they've been working hard because they've been with you for months now, working hard for this fight that isn't happening.
Do you think this is good for MMA in general, that there's less competition out there, that everyone will, you know, be under one umbrella? I mean, there's only really Strikeforce in the United States, but do you think this is better in the long run?
You know, I'm not... I don't know. I don't know. I mean, does the UFC want everybody, you know? You know what I'm saying? Is there room for all of us under the umbrella of the UFC?
I don't know. I don't think so. That's the problem. I think it's bad because I think it's good. Like guys like Hordeski and those guys, you know, they can use this as a place to prove themselves. You know what I mean?
Right. And make decent money. You know, right now there's only the UFC. Is there only you have to fight in the UFC to make a living fighting? And, I mean, everybody can't fight in the UFC, you know? They've only got so many fight cards. There's only so many fights. And you know, there's just a wealth of good fighters coming up, so.
And just curious, what do you think about Tito coming back? Is that a fight that you would like to avenge at some point in your career, or are you kind of moved past it?
Yeah, well, I think me and Tito would be a good fight. I think that'd be a good seller. I know I want to fight him. I'm pretty sure he wants to fight me. So, you know, I think that'd be two guys with pretty decent names that could maybe put their asses in seats, you know?
You know Dana White very well. Are you surprised that he's bringing him back?
Say again? I'm not too good at hearing.
You're pretty tight with Dana White. You know him probably better than a lot of other fighters on the roster. Are you surprised, given his past with Tito, that he's ultimately decided to bring him back?
No. I'm not really surprised. You know, you got to think those guys. They have a history together. If you think about it, you know, they at one point Dana managed Tito. You know, they had a history. You know, they were friends and they had a falling out, but there was initially a friendship there, you know? So.
Okay. Final question on all this stuff. Dana said yesterday that there's a huge announcement coming on July 31st. I know you're tight with him, so can you spill the beans to me? Can you tell me what it is?
This is the first I heard about the huge announcement, so...
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you what it is. It's that from now on, we're going to fight without gloves.
Perfect. That's it.
No more gloves. Done away with.
It's too controlled now, I think, the UFC. I mean, you need to go back to the early
gloves.
Right. Okay, and you just finished up, you know, your book tour and everything. You made it to the New York Times bestseller. Were you surprised at how well your book did?
Still on there.
Still on there. Fuck, damn, good for you.
Not only that, but I only read Newsweek and Entertainment Weekly are the only two magazines I read. I'm sitting there taking a shit, reading my Entertainment Weekly, and what do I see? Top 10 nonfiction, number 10 in Entertainment Weekly, Got Fight. And I was so excited, I shit myself, literally.
Only number 10, though?
Hey, man, I'm on the list, asshole.
Did you move? Have you moved up since then, or are you just number 10?
No, I mean, I think I've moved off the list.
Oh.
yeah.
Well, are you surprised? I mean, when you did this, did you think that it would be so critically acclaimed, not just by MMA media, but, like, as you mentioned, this is as mainstream as it gets?
Well, yeah. You hope. It's like everything. You're like, all right, at some point, I started working with Erich Krauss, the writer, and I realized, you know, we had like certain, you have X amount of time set up and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And I realized that at some point I bought into it, that the book could be good, that Erich and me could come up with something good, that this guy was the guy that could help me get what I wanted out there, and that we could kind of maybe not just make a book about fighting, but make a book about stuff that I'm more interested in, make a book that I would actually read, that would amuse me. And so I kind of bought into it, that, hey, man, we can make something good here. And I tried, you know, as opposed to just picking up the paycheck, which is when I signed on, I was just going to pick up the paycheck and say, blah, 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 had some fights, put all my stuff in storage, that's my story, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, as we were going, I was like, well, then I met this chick in a bar and I couldn't get my dick up, and it was hilarious. So there's more story that I liked.
All right, and congratulations. I thought it was a good book, if that means anything to you. All right, so let's talk about the fight.
It does, actually. You're from New York, man. People from New York have culture, so there you go.
Thank you. All right, so we got this fight coming up, or you got this fight. I don't have anything to do with it. But Anderson Silva, and you're considered, I mean, you're the underdog here, and the last time you fought, you were the favorite, and I know I've heard you talk about, like, sort of your mental preparation for the Rashad fight. You weren't really happy with it. So now, I mean, we're 10 or 2 weeks or so away from it. How are you feeling mentally for this?
Good, man, good. I actually, it really, to me, it depends on the workout. You know, if I had a good workout that day, if I did what I needed to do, then I'm feeling pretty good, you know. So today was a good day. So today we're going to chalk it up, put one in the win column and say, hey, man, I'm feeling good, you know. It's 15 minutes. I got to just really just pour it on for 15 minutes and just go and just, you know, try and make my heart explode.
So you want to try to take the fight to him, because we've seen a lot of guys do the opposite as of late.
I have no choice, and I have to do it in a smart, controlled, but high-paced manner. Got a lot of crazy things I got to do.
Is there one guy out there that you saw that you would say that this is the type of attack that I want to, you know, bring to Anderson? One guy in one of his past fights?
Well, I thought Nate Marquardt was doing all right, actually.
Until things went sour later on in the fight.
He was doing good until he wasn't.
Right, exactly. Do you believe Anderson is the best fighter in the world? Because his stock has definitely fallen over the last few months. Do you consider him the number one fighter in the world?
Pound for pound, without doubt.
Yeah, really, over Fedor or George St. Pierre?
Over Fedor and George St. Pierre, yeah.
Where do you put yourself?
Just under Bob Sapp.
Really? That's good. Okay. What about Kimbo? Are you you are the tough the guy who put tough on the map. Are you happy that he's coming into the show that you sort of help make into a success?
You know, it's easy. If I didn't know Kimbo as a person and know that he's an all right guy, I would have a lot of disdain and maybe a little envy towards him. But I know him to be an all right guy that was very nice, respectful, wants to learn the game, just wants to make some money, make a living fighting. And I can't hold anything against him. He just wants what we all want. He's just doing what the rest of us are doing, just hustling as best as he can.
Has he ever come to Extreme Couture to train with you guys?
Yeah, he did. He came out there for a couple weeks.
Were you impressed at least with him? Like, does he actually have, you know, the tools to become a legit fighter?
He's got a good skill set. The only thing I worry is that the guy's 37 years old, and he's trying to pick up wrestling and jiu-jitsu at 37, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Could be.
It was hard to me. Like, I felt like at 22, when I started trying to pick these things up, that I was already behind the ball, you know?
Right. And while we're on the topic of internet sensations, and I promise to let you go in just a few minutes, you know, there's this like whole trend online. BJ Penn did it. Guys jumping out of pools. Are you familiar with this?
He apparently jumped out of 3 foot of water onto the thing.
Yeah, exactly. And now, yesterday, a football player did it backwards out of 3 feet of water. And I feel like you're the type of guy that doesn't get credit for your athleticism. So would you ever consider doing something like that?
If I jump out of the pool, I'm coming out naked.
That would get
wearing only a cock ring. So, I mean, I would be the ultimate internet sensation.
So I take that as a no.
But no, that's a yes. I'm going to do it, actually. I'm getting a camera. I'm going to Red Rock Pool. I'm getting my camera and my cock ring. I'm jumping out of maybe even 4 foot of water, butt naked.
You think you could pull it off, though? I mean, is that – I feel like it's a little overrated, that whole thing. I feel like even I could do it.
Try it.
All right.
I think it's really hard. I don't know. But look, water kind of sucks you down. It's kind of weird, right?
Right. Yeah, it does. Who do you like in that fight with BJ and Kenny?
Well, I like Kenny. He's my boy. So, you know, BJ is a good guy and all. I've met him, but I've known Kenny. You know, I mean, Kenny have a history, man. I like him, you know. He's Boston people. He's good people, you know. So, and he's the underdog too. So, you know, I got every reason to cheer for my boy Kenny.
In terms of the Anderson Silva fight, where I mean, I feel like now you kind of you know, with the Rampage and Rashad, Lyoto Machida fighting Shogun, people are not forgetting about you, but you know, kind of not being talked about as much in the title picture. Would that kind of put you right back? I mean, we know that Rampage and Rashad are fighting, but do you think that would make you deserve the next shot right away if you win?
Man, you know, I don't care. You know, I'm not, you know, it's a bit of a faux pas, a little, you know, whatnot to think. I mean, I just want to not die. You know, I just want to be alive on August 9th, and then I'll be happy. If I can win that fight, I'll probably just never fight again. I'll probably just retire and say I was the greatest ever. Fuck all you bitches.
Yeah, like George Costanza, you just got to go out on top.
Yes, exactly.
And I heard you said that you're going to resume your life on August 9th. So what are the type of things that you're looking forward to doing? Because you said that you put everything on hold for the last few months.
Well, you know, I haven't mainlined heroin in a really long time, so I'd like to get back on that. And, you know, just really a lot of drinking. I haven't had a drink since whenever those fights in Tennessee were.
Right.
And I really feel like that's hindered my life as a person.
Are you going to go on vacation?
I am. I'm going quite a vacation.
Can you tell us so we
can... Me and the wife are driving to Savannah.
That's quite the vacation? I figured something at least overseas.
Fuck that shit, man. I hate flying. My wife hates flying. I hate being overseas. You're foreigner there, man. They can, like, kill you and there's nothing you can do. Don't go overseas. I'm spending my money, my hard-earned money. I spend on vacation at the Grand Canyon, seeing the beautiful stuff in America. Fuck those fucking foreign fucking commies.
All right. And okay. And finally, you said that if you win, you go out on top. I totally believe you on that. But what are like your two dream matches? Anyone, anytime, any era? Who would Forrest Griffin like to fight?
Yes, I'm gonna give you one. And you're going to settle with that because it's going to be awesome. My fantasy is to fight Kenny Powers.
I noticed you've been mentioning him a lot lately.
Yeah, Kenny Powers is probably the guy that I most pattern myself after.
Did you really like that show? Because I felt it was a little overrated. It just kind of like it got a little stale towards the last couple episodes.
Well, All right. In the beginning, it's a tough premise to keep going. And what they had to do was kind of make you care a little about the characters towards the end.
Right.
And it's kind of an over-the-top thing, this character. And then when he's not being that character, what really is there, you know?
Exactly. And do you think they can even do a second season?
They're doing the second season.
Oh, they are? Jesus.
Yeah.
And would you like to be on that show? Because you would seem to be, I think we can make this happen. You're a pretty big enough name. Chuck was on Entourage. Why can't Forrest be on Eastbound and Down?
That's a good point. I should be on that show. And I can be another baseball player that's a bigger superstar athlete of the world. Either that or I'll be on the show Party Down. Are you familiar with that one?
No, what is it?
It's a fucking awesome show that you don't know about because you're a loser.
What is the quick premise? Like, what channel, anything I could look out for?
Just look it up on the net. I think it's on Stars, actually. I know it's not really
I don't get
what
Stars.
You're I know, that's not like the pedigree of a good show. You can probably watch it on the internet.
Are you still downloading a lot of music lately?
No. When my computer messed up, that was it.
That was it. I think, who was the guy, Craig David or someone messed you up? Not Craig David. You don't seem like a Craig David kind of guy.
Craig David?
He's R&B.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
No, I forget who was the singer. You blamed it on one particular singer for the reason for your computer crashing, but I forget
who. Yeah, yeah, some bitch. I forget.
All right.
But hey, I got to do another interview.
Yeah,
now,
final question. Prediction. How's it going to end?
It's going to be a bloodbath.
All right, Forrest.
It's going to end just in horror. Horror. Shock and all.
I always
shock and all, motherfucker.
I always appreciate the time, man. Thank you, and good luck on the 8th.
All right. Take it easy, brother. Later.
Later. Bye.